Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos, Daf Nun Dalad. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin, the base of the Mishnah. The last, by Yerek Betvua, Noisdunla, Beis Roiva. A gourd growing in an area of another vegetable must be separated by a Beis Roiva. Haisa Sadeu Zua Tvua, Ubikesh Litaba Seicha, Shura Shel Diluim, Noisdunla Vidosa, Shisha Trochim, Vimigdila Yakum Lefanea. If his field was planted with grain and he wishes to plant a row of gourd, it's given a width of 6 trochim, which is enough to access it for work. If the row grew into the 6 trochim area, he must uproot whatever is within it. Rav Yosi Omer, Noisnila, La Vidasa, Abba Amos, Rav Yosi says he's given a width of 4 amos for work access. Amulai, Hatachmo Zu Minagefen, Hacham say to Rav Yosi, are you more stringent with this than with a vine? Amalahen, Matsinu Shizu Chamur Minagefen, Shel Gefen, Yechidas, Noisnila Avidasa Shishetrochim, Lodalas, Yechidis, Beis Roiva. Rabbi Yosi says to the Chachamim, this is in fact more stringent. For a single vine, it's given 6 trochim, and for a single gourd, it's given a Beis Roiva. Rabbeya Oimim Mishim Rabbi Shmol, Kol Shocha Diluim Leveisar, Layavi Zer Lesech Beisar. Rabbeya, quoting Rabbi Shmol, says that if there are 3 gourds in a Beisar, one may not plant another seed there. Rabbi Yosi Ben Achotef Ephratim Mishim Rabbi Shmol, Kol Shocha Diluim Leveiskor, Layavi Zer Lesech Beiskor. Rabbi Yosi Ben Achotef the Ephrati, quoting Rabbi Shmol, says that if there are 3 gourds in a base core, which is a much larger area, one may not plant another seed there. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Shmol, Afilu Shura Yechidis Noisnila Avoida. Rabbi Yochanan says that, and here we continuing to discuss the sugya before the Mishnah, and he says, according to Rabbi Shmol, even a single row may be given its work access. Mar Liten Avoida LeRoshin, I should say, must one leave a work access space at the heads of the rows? Kamadatema Gabi Kerem Noisnim Avodah Rishon, Afhacha Noisnim Avodah Rishon. The answer is just as one must give a work access area for the head of a vineyard, so too over here. Ma'ol Ezroi Ben Agumois, may one plant between a single gourd and the next rather than next to a row? Kamadatema Gabi Kerem Osel Ezroi Ben Agufonim, Afhacha Osel Ezroi Ben Agumois. The answer is just as for a vineyard is prohibited, so too over here. Rabbi Yona Boy, Nota Chamisha Diluim Besamchon Legader, Mao Liten Lahen Hilchus Aris, Mao Bechola Diluim Mesharin Oiloi. Rabbi Yona asked a question. If one plants 5 gourds next to a fence, should they be treated in the same way as a row of vines next to a fence that we learn later on, thereby requiring a separation of 4 amos before planting? Also, do the laws of our Mishnah apply to all gourds or only to Greek gourds? Kol Mokoim Sheasisa Kishois Upola Mitzvi Kedelas Yevonis At Oisa Delas Mitzvis Kedelas Yevonis. The Kanchelay Asisa Kishois Upala Mitzvi Kedelas Yevonis, Ein at Oisa Delas Mitzvi Kedelas Yevonis. And the Gemara answers the second question that wherever you have equated squash and Egyptian beans with Greek gourd, you also equate Egyptian gourd with Greek gourd. But here that the Mishnah didn't equate squash and Egyptian beans with Greek gourd, you also don't equate Egyptian gourd with Greek gourd. But the Gemara doesn't answer the first question. Yesivine Hare Hamekayim Kalachim Lachim. Lezera, Yechidim, Sarach Lefonis Lahem, Beis Roiva, or Asos Lahem, Mechitz Zegvoya, Asar Trochim, Kalhu Beshur. And the Gemara asked a question. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi brought a proof that in a grain field is given a width of 4 amos for work access, saying that gourds are more stringent than vines, as a single vine is given 6 trochim and a single gourd is given a Beis Roiva. Why didn't the Chacham respond that if one keeps moist stalks of a vegetable to plant, that they change from being considered vegetables to being grain, now requiring a distance of a Beis Roiva to be kept? Or a fence to separate even for single stalks. And this implies that for a full row of stalks, only a 6 tefach separation will be required, meaning that a row is more lenient than single stalks. Min ma de le masiv le, have a kain, Rabbi Yosi Sava Mima, he shura, he muruba. The conclusion is therefore, and since the Chacham didn't respond in this way, this shows that according to Rabbi Yosi, there's no difference between a single stalk planted for seeding and a row planted for seeding, both require a Beis Roiva. Dam Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yosi, Glila, B'shem Rabbi Yosi, Beruch Hanina, Hamekayim, Kelech Echa, B'sich Sheloi, Lezera, Sarach Levonois, Loi, Beis Roiva, Ola Sois Lemechitza, Gevoi, Asar Tvachim, Afilu, Min Beminoi. As Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yosi, Glila, said in the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Beruch Hanina, one who keeps a stalk in his property to plant, he must leave it a Beis Roiva or make a 10 tefach fence. This applies even if it's the same species when one was grown for eating and one was grown for planting. Hesiv Rabbi Bun Bachia, Koimi Rabbi Zera, Vataninan Kuzba Shezor Lezera, Yarka Potter, and it should say Zora Lierik Misase Zera Bayerik. The Gemara asks Rabbi Bun Bachia said to Zera that the Mishnah in Meseches Maisos teaches that coriander that was growing for planting, its vegetable is exempt. If planted for its vegetable, both its vegetable and its seed must be tithed. But if those grown for planting and those grown for eating are considered different types, how can one tithe one for the other? Amalei shnihi kuzba shihi v'zor nechalim. The answer is coriander is different as both it and its seeds are eaten. Amar b'yosi b'rabun, bo re'ei ma ben t'chilas b'shmol l'soifai sh'tchilasai b'beis sar, should say b'soifai b'beis kor. Rabbi Yosi Rabun says, come and see the difference between the teaching of Rabbi Shmuel at the beginning of his life and at the end of his life. Originally, he taught Rabbi Meir that he must distance it 3 beis sar. Ultimately, he taught in the end that Rabbi Yosi ben Chotef that he must distance it 3 beis kor away. Hadnalach, Perek Aruga.